Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dice Tales Live. My name is Carrie, and I play Jill on our little show here. Before we get going on this awesome episode, I just want to quickly thank our sponsors. So here we go. First up, we have GamingPaper.com. At GamingPaper.com, you can get all of your map-making needs taken care of. They have square paper, they have isometric paper, they have all kinds of different products to just give your game that much more panache. We love them, they're great people, they have a great product, and they host our podcast. So if you're looking for another place to listen to this, that website would be the one, GamingPaper.com. Next up, we have Helpful NPCs and their product called the Character Case. The Character Case is a hard outer shell, zippable case that has foam inserts so you can put all of your dice and your minis and your pencils and your character sheets and all of that stuff and keep it in one place, and most importantly, keep it safe. So if you don't want your stuff to end up in the bottom of your backpack, or, God forbid, anywhere else where it could get damaged, destroyed, or just plain lost, check these guys out. Again, they are Helpful NPCs, and their product is the Character Case. Check them out on Amazon. And last but never least, we have our friends over at Sirenscape.com. At Sirenscape.com, you can download literally hundreds of different sound sets, and they have music and sound effects and voices and all kinds of great stuff that just adds that much more polish to your game. And if you're not all at the same table in the same place like we are, don't worry, Sirenscape has you covered with an online player. It's easy to download, it's easy to use, and it is just a wonderful product. Once again, we got some wonderful people putting out a wonderful product. We would love it if you checked them out. Sirenscape.com. And of course, if you like what you are about to hear, feel free to check us out on all the social media. We are Dice Tales Live on all of them. Check us out on YouTube, check us out on Spotify, check us out at GamingPaper.com, and so many more places where you can join in the fun and be welcomed into this nerdy little community that we are slowly building together. And of course, without any further ado, we would like to welcome you back to episode 123 of Dice Tales Live, Volumvax, Part 1. Enjoy. Previously on Dice Tales, while investigating suspicious activity at the top of the lighthouse on Mezaketh Isle, the Children of Destiny found themselves transported to a pocket of the Shadowfell. Hundreds of cultists surrounded a massive black tower ringed by a moat of evil-looking black shadow. A man calling himself Volumvax emerged out of the tower and ordered the Children of Destiny brought forward to witness the ritual, which he claimed would help bring about the return of the Shadow Vari and the downfall of Selune. The new cultists were directed to slit the throats of their captives. Most did so without hesitation, throwing the bodies into the Black Moat. Leith attempted to save the final captive by turning them into a squirrel, but was unsuccessful. Enraged, Volumvax ordered the cultists to seize Leith instead. And that's where we pick up the story.
Alright, okay. After a long Sounds wait, good. We are here for Dice Tales Session 55, Volumvax.
Yeah, that's not ominous. Means we're gonna get out of here right away.
Alright, so as we left off, you guys are in the Adumbral Calyx, as we said. You are at the edge of this pool of shadow stuff where they have had the people that they've brought in sacrifice those they brought along. Leith turned one into a squirrel, which still met an unfortunate end.
No.
Oh, tried.
Angering Volumvax quite a bit for mocking his ritual. And at the moment that we begin, these cultists have been ordered to seize Leith and are turning towards him.
Seize him.
What are we doing?
I'm looking at Leith, because I'm closest to Leith, so I'm looking at Leith, wondering, like, knowing that he has tricks up his sleeves, and I'm just wondering, do you, like, I'm, like, reaching for my bow, like, do I defend you? What do you want me to do?
Callista, get back.
Jill has had
I obey him immediately and I back up.
Jill's had her axe in her hand this whole time and she's following Callista's
so
lead.
There
You're
are,
not close to me, are you?
Okay, I'm following. Who am I with?
There are cultists
Us two are together.
All around, you guys.
Okay.
So there's not very much room to back up.
Okay.
Maybe like 10 feet.
Ha.
And you feel them stepping in towards you to kind of limit that space.
But they're not coming at me.
No.
So they could be going around me.
But they aren't.
Oh, okay. Well, I am.
But they're not.
I am just pushing back against them.
Yeah. Okay.
My aim is to get. So you said the circle is 10 feet?
About, yeah.
I'm going to push back into them and try to get a few steps further back.
Make a strength check, please.
I'm staying close to Beyonce because Jill is scared.
Beyonce has that his hand on Justicar, but it's not drawn right now.
That's just my ability modifier, huh?
Yep.
That's 7.
That's actually enough.
Oh, cool!
Neat!
These are impoverished peasants.
They were not expecting it for you to push, and their focus is on Leith at this moment, so you can get about another 5 feet or so back.
That's about how far I was aiming for.
Leith.
Leith is just going to kind of raise his hands and gesture for them to come closer.
All right.
Bring it on.
We're gonna roll initiative.
Oh, God, hey. Man. Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that was pretty good.
All right, I'm gonna do the gaming paper guy.
I don't suppose we're in a city, are we?
definitely does not count as a city.
Or forest, or underground.
No.
None of my
underground. No.
No, I think we're interplanar.
Interplanar. Is that a movie with Matthew McConaughey?
That's Interstellar.
Oh.
I like Interplanar better.
That's the D&D version.
This
of
amazing initiative. Interplanar. After I roll initiative for everybody in the
I'd watch that.
Oh hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. So many bad rolls.
Good.
Good. I guess Kati should probably roll initiative too.
Yes.
Good.
Good.
Good indeed.
Sounds smart. Hey, while Liz is finishing up, would you like my initiative?
Nope, she's rolling initiative.
She's rolling all the...
She's still rolling initiative.
See how many minis there are over here? Yeah. It's a lot.
She's rolling the 100.
Did you see the stack of papers I went
did
home
say
to
there were 100 cultists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
great.
Don't
worry, I'm not rolling 100 times.
Cool, they're just acting in groups. Awesome, yeah.
Groups
cool.
of 10.
So 20
which share hit points.
We're fucked.
I'm okay with captured as long as not stabbed a million times.
Stabbed a million times too bad. Captured at least gives us some time to
just
plan
sing
and plot.
Stabbed to death. I heard
stabbed to death.
You
coming
sang it.
From our GM.
I don't know. Definitely.
She gave us a spiel like I'm never really against
as she chortles.
I don't remember saying it that way. All right.
Hold on, my coffee.
Jill.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm ready now. 15.
Yeah.
Callista.
Okay, yep, need to get the cough out.
Callista, 25.
Katya.
22.
Lee.
21.
Beyonce.
12.
That was a 12 from 12. The camera.
All right. Poor Beyonce.
Give me a moment to put these in order. There's so many.
Crit fail, all of them.
Yes. Bummer.
We get a surprise attack.
They all tripped and fell in the hole.
Bummer.
Actually, I feel like that also might be bad.
Yeah, that probably doesn't help us.
Sorry, of course I get the tickle once we start.
That's okay.
It's alright.
Wildberry LaCroix will fix that. Wildberry LaCroix, not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
But maybe they should be.
Blur that out. Strike it from the record. Sponsor us.
Also sponsor.
We have an audience in the tens.
Our podcast has a lot.
That's right.
It does.
International fame.
We love you, podcast.
We're
listeners.
Very big in Norway.
And we love you. I mean, we love you wherever you're watching or listening to this, but special shout out for the podcast listeners. All right, hold on. I got to roll for
Sierra. We're already in shambles, and we haven't
really started. Who may or may not have fallen into the water. We don't know. Sierra Ray.
Can you tell it's been a while since we played together?
What do you add to yours, Beyonce?
+2.
+2, okay.
Thanks to my belt.
Gotcha, gotcha.
I don't know what any of your stats
are. So, Callista, technically you are first. You have moved back. If you want to do anything or prepare an action or anything like that, you are in a position to do so.
I would, actually.
Sorry, Discord is on. Turning it off.
So I, as I'm like pushing back, trying to get a little bit, put a little distance between me and the, just the, what I see blazing in Leaf's eyes. Like I just, he's got something. Yeah. I can tell he's doing something.
Got that
it is called mischief.
Yes. The mischief. That's a, yes. That's the word I was looking for. The mischief blazing in Leaf's eyes. I back up and then I am going to just kind of throw back my head and howl in a very it's gonna sound super infernal.
I was gonna say a very non-lycanthropy kind of way.
Not a very non-lycanthropy sort of way. A very very more of like devilish sort of way.
Oh shit.
And I'm going to
Lydia.
You don't know yet.
Shut the fuck up. Can you just
get Beetlejuice? Just
who's Lydia?
And I'm going to cast Hunter's Howl.
Ooh, what is it?
I don't. I prepare things and then I never fucking use
things
them.
Things on the tree.
Okay, well that's good.
Front.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You need to read it in a good voice into the microphone.
It's so
I know you can't see it great on my camera, but
it's really great.
I'm first.
Okay.
You're first.
So I have howled in a hunterly fashion. I howl and strike fear in my opponents. Until the end of the spell's duration, you treat those affected by it as if they were your favorite enemy, gaining a +2 bonus on a weapon attack and damage rolls against them, and +2 bonus on bluff, knowledge, perception, sense motive, and survival checks against them. If they're already one of my favorite enemies, then they're shaken. It's a mind-affecting fear effect. The duration is one round per level. Is that my caster level or
yes,
my
caster
level?
Level.
Caster level. Which is my level -3.
So that's just me. I'm excited.
The caster level is whatever level the class of the spell is.
So oh, 15,
generally speaking.
Because we're level 15.
Unless it specifically says under ranger that it's not, but I can check.
Well, because I know that because as a ranger, I'm not a full caster.
Yes.
So my caster level is lower than my level.
Lower. Yep, I'm looking.
I want to say it's -3.
It's -3. You're level -3.
Okay, so it is 12. Okay, so it's 12 rounds.
Okay.
It's a 20-foot radius burst, so everyone within 20 feet of me has to make a will save. Will negates it.
Okay.
Which technically means you do too, but
I'm going to do for this is only if you end up interacting with one of the people who's around you will I roll it.
That makes sense. As long as none of them are one of my favorite enemies.
Yeah, what is the DC?
Oh, the DC is... I don't do this very often. 14, because it's a first level spell.
You said it's a will save?
It is a will save. I mean, yeah.
He's very willful.
There you go.
Well, and I'm not going to attack him, so...
18.
Ah, thank God. Still not great. What did you roll?
7.
Fuck. Oh, no. Get him out now. Get him out now.
Yeah, I was just going to say, get him out of the way now.
So any evil outsiders, aberrations, magical beasts, or fae are shaken. Oh.
I made my save, though.
He made a save.
Yes.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Only if you don't make your save. Yep. That would have been bad.
Good.
Fae are particularly affected by this spell. It all automatically works. Oh no.
All right.
the one that
Fey
Nobs
specifically
that...
are particularly
okay.
hot.
Well, shit.
All right, my friends. So that was Callista.
Well done, Callista.
Who's on next?
You did it,
Lydia. You guys got it.
Lydia.
Hopefully she's
that's
the other
next,
person.
That's the next Dice Tales t-shirt. Who the fuck is Lydia?
Who the fuck is Lydia?
She's probably the person who killed
Marketing.
The squirrel.
Could be. Could be.
Maybe that. She did. Maybe she did kill a squirrel.
Initiative tree from a game.
Fuck her. Katya is
that's
on
very helpful.
Deck.
I'm dead last.
No. Only on
there's
that
a,
side of the tree.
There's
a whole
side.
Second side of the tree.
Because
Beyond's definitely rolled lower than you.
Okay.
So oh, yes.
Oh, and he's not even.
Oh, there. Yes.
There's a big fight. It goes all the way to the back.
Can I have you guys make perception checks, please?
Perception.
You can certainly try.
So is she within...
Oh, my.
Is she within 20 feet of me?
Ooh, that was cocked.
Not to start. Shit. No, not when you do that.
Okay.
32.
Natural 20.
Hey.
Mr. Krabs. I have an idea.
Sorry, it was perception.
That's incredible.
Wow.
I'm very proud of you right now.
40.
Oh, my total is still probably lower than Callista. Natural 20.
My total's a 20.
It's lower than 20.
Perception?
Feeling 20.
28.
42.
12. And 12.
32.
Wow,
we went... 42, 12, and what'd you get?
That is enough, which is also crazy.
Fucking
so that 20 and 42 will get this.
God damn it.
Okay, so what you would see is almost imperceptible, but when you do your like come and get me, seconds later, like right behind where Leith is standing, you would like hear or sense that someone's right behind you. And when you like look a little over your shoulder, it's like you see just a little bit of warbling, I don't know, like it's like when there's a mirage, like the air
like
seems
when
to
it's
kind
really
of,
hot and
yeah.
you see the
and you can like
yeah.
feel that someone's there but they're invisible. And
ooh,
you
natural 20, good for you.
Even over where you are, see the same thing. So both of you would spot that.
Do I get a sense? Do we, like, would I make the guess that it's Seer Duray?
You don't know.
Can you smell it?
I mean, so
it smells like sandalwood.
The thing is, Katya would have been trying to follow him. Unless he told her not to.
Katya's not here.
He's probably patchouli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, with the nat 20, there's also a small sound behind you that's like the spark of magic. Make a spellcraft check for me.
Ooh, oh, no.
Oh, I actually have some of this.
It's not him.
Natural 20.
You're fucking dead, bro. Let's go. We are gonna be fine.
Let us never
positive
let
thoughts.
Us never mind.
Total of 27.
Dice again.
Manifesting king. I will never give you shit about warming
well,
up your
dice. Well, you know
again.
What it is, because you know the spell. It's a dimension door. Someone just dimension doored behind you, invisible.
Bro.
So that's what you've got. Katya's turn.
Somebody's bamfing in here.
So. Katya would have been trying to stick close to Seer Duray if unless he told her not to.
Okay. He has not told her not to. So she's hanging back wherever he may be.
She's staying wherever he is sent, wherever she sends him.
Okay.
Yeah. So is she still back in the pagoda?
You don't need to know right now.
Oh. Well, she does.
She knows. Katya,
but I...
You know where you are.
But I don't see her... Approaching, okay. Like, I don't want my baby in the middle of
she not
all this.
In the middle of all this.
Don't look back.
Lee, it's your turn.
I am going to cast an authoritative spell.
Authoritative spell.
We love it when you get all authoritative, Lee.
And from hands out, beckoning everyone to come closer, I will take a couple steps forward again to just make sure I've got some space between me and Callista. And I'm going to kind of turn and look at the invisible person behind me and say, show yourself, clap my hands, and cast detonate.
Oh my god!
Jesus!
Dude, you're like...
So that's going to be...
I didn't make it much outside the 15-foot range, so I'm just like...
You're like that meme of Beyonce, which is like...
30-foot radius spread.
No, it's 15.
It says 30 on the spell. I'm looking at detonate right now. It says 30.
Is 30 radius or 30 diameter?
Radius centered on you.
Is that
well, then Calista's getting hit by it.
Pathfinder 2nd edition that you're looking at, maybe?
The explosion inflicts 1d8 points of damage of that energy type per caster level to all creatures and unattended items within 15 feet.
Oh, it says
feet.
That they're in half to anyone past that, but within 30.
Oh.
That's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
I said I moved forward.
It's fine.
It'll be fine.
It's a shame nobody around here has probably fire resistance.
It's going to be a reflex save.
What's your DC?
It'll be 21 because I made it an authoritative spell.
I set this up a little bit.
But I need to mark this off as a 6th level spell that got cast because of my
authority.
Yes.
Callista.
What'd you say it was? 21?
Yes.
Yeah. I got a
20,
30, 18 plus 16.
Oh, I thought you were pointing at Will.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
All right.
That's 34. And I think I have evasion.
That was a really crappy roll, Brad.
Yeah, I take no damage.
4, 9.
Well, hold on.
Hold your horses there, champ.
You don't know quite yet.
15... 20, 21, 23.
Hold on there, pal. That's how you know
I'm
a Westerner meets
business. Not roll super well, unfortunately. 34 is going to be the total points of fire damage.
And basically, like, the water's edge is right here.
You mean the shadow stuff set?
Yeah, the shadow stuff. As we call us.
Stuff.
Okay. Reflex save for the invisible person. What is the DC?
21.
That sound reminded me of
that
Shining.
That is a fail. So how much damage?
34 points of fire damage.
34 points of fire damage.
That's pretty ouchy right there.
that's pretty ouchy.
There is a horrified scream as you would see the flame, like,
coalesce around something.
Create, like, a form, basically, and you can see, like, a mouth open just from the flame shape as the flames kind of go inside of the person's mouth.
Oof. Well, that was horrifying.
So that's not good. Leads and then there are a bunch of other cultists.
Really hope that wasn't Siri.
What are you doing?
It didn't sound like him when he screamed. Huh?
You know, Sir Duray and Leith never got along super well, so that was a risk I was willing to take.
But we did. I mean, can't we be enemy of my enemy?
Yeah.
It's also my
but friend, also, so if this knocked him out, then he's not much.
Yeah, then he's not much.
Fair. I mean, he is a wizard. They're kind of squishy. No, they shouldn't be that squishy. But...
Not that squishy. No.
The detonation also incinerates, like, pretty much every other cultist who is in that space.
Bro, you just annihilated, like, half of them. We're gonna be fine.
Don't say that out loud.
I am manifesting.
Manifesting.
We are going to be fine.
That's right by Callista.
I can do that spell 12 more times.
It's good to be a sorcerer, man.
Yeah,
but you're a sorcerer. A sorcerer who is immune to fire.
You could just spam it.
This only works because I'm immune to fire.
Okay, it does say you automatically take half damage from the explosion without a saving throw, but any other... What is this?
But I'm immune to fire.
Oh, you automatically.
Him.
Okay.
Yes.
Awesome.
Knucklebone of Fickle Fortune kind of broke this spell for me.
It did. Now we just need like a barbarian. All right,
so you guys have wiped out that like was nine.
I can do dimension door and like step through trees and phase door. Like I am just a walking.
So you've got nine cultists who were just absolutely destroyed by that.
And Leith is just gonna look up the steps at where Volumvax is and go.
Sassy. All right.
Oh my god, bro.
It is Volumvax's turn.
Oh, guess what, bitch? Oh my god. Let's see how sassy he is now in his dumb fucking cosplay.
Oh shit.
Let's go.
Bring it, Batman.
Bring it on, hockey pads.
God damn it. Alright, he hefts up in his hand just this black spiky mace of doom that he's got, and he holds it up over his head, just like staring down at you. And as he does, you would see like a purple flame engulf it. Again, one of the only colors that you can even see right now in this black and white realm. And it strikes up with that. And he will call out and say, "Seize them!" And he looks up.
Up.
There's some up.
There's some
up. Did we look up?
I've always
did anybody look
to
up?
Say,
did anybody bother to look up?
No, we definitely looked up the
As you guys look up now, you see, could like, see that shit. There are some more of those gargoyles, except these ones are like completely cloaked in this wispy shadow stuff as they are starting to move. They're not disembarking quite yet, but
time is a factor.
All right, so he has cast this spell. If anybody wants to make a spellcraft check on him, you may.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Don't.
I'll take
or
a shot.
Not.
I have a zero.
Okay, I can
I
take
will
a
not
shot.
Be helpful here.
26.
Oh. No, it's not.
Natural
13.
Natural.
I need
13.
A 19. Anybody get a 19?
I got a 26.
Nice.
Good job, Spelly.
This is a divine power spell, which is a stronger version of divine favor. So divine favor is something that usually increases your strength and skill in combat. So this does that to a much greater point where they can take extra actions, they have extra hit points, that kind of thing.
Alright, bitch.
And activate gargoyles?
You just called out and they answered.
Oh, okay. So the spell was not necessarily connected to the gargoyles.
No.
Okay.
He's just casting that on himself and his weapon.
Oh, cool. Great. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Rubber raggy.
Rose. Alright. That brings us to another person.
Bullenbax's action was yelling.
Hey, no, he cast a spell.
Cast a spell.
I mean, mine was howling.
Nice.
So.
Mine would be screaming.
I did that.
Alright. I'm getting all my papers in order here, so.
Or Malik something.
It says Aurelia? Malachi.
Aurelia?
Okay.
If it's not one of our names.
Or Sirdere.
Or Sirdere.
I think that one looks like Amanda and Melanie.
I'm not seeing that, but okay.
Melanie and Amanda are next.
I can only see one side.
Melanie is going to fuck you up. You gotta watch out.
You gotta watch out for that Melanie, though.
She's trouble, that Melanie.
Her name's Melatonin.
Poof! Good night. Sleep, go to sleep,
knock
go to sleep.
Knock you right out.
That's actually her flavor. She's Melanie.
She's here. She's hydrated. She's in the lane. She's Melanie.
Yep.
And we're all gonna feel her wrath.
All right.
She's like a Jolly Rancher. Oh, let
you
me go.
Make a perception check.
Oh, God.
Another one?
Yep.
Natural 20 from
if
earlier.
You get a nat 20, I swear to fucking
hold?
God.
Do it. Of course not.
Manifest.
12.
Okay, you're very focused on what you're doing and not we're staring at all.
Leith is very proud of how cool what he just did was.
So when a dagger comes like through the air at you, you don't see it coming, nor where it came from. So, let's see where it came from? It's a 23 to hit.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, that will hit.
Okay.
Unless a giant threw it.
It was not a giant.
Great question. Great question.
We didn't look up, so I'm just making sure.
Might as well check.
That will be 7 damage.
Okay.
Oh, no. And when you glance that way to see who the hell threw that, you will see... Seriously. Oh, I have pictures of these people. I guess I could put them up.
Yes. Yes.
La, 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 is anybody else having a thin spot in their character sheet in the temporary HP square?
All right. These
I got a brand new one.
What looks like a very lean, agile cultist in dark leather armor who has like a wickedly curved dagger still in one of his hands. He seemed to be moving entirely silently towards you. He very much blends into the shadows here. You can't make out any of his features because he seems to have a mask on. Yep. Just see his eyes staring at you.
This is Melody!
Oh, God. Sorry.
That's probably you thought that said Melody?
So, Melanie?
Malachi, but I couldn't read it on the fucking order tree. And now, he's Melanie.
I'm Malachi, the Shadow Blade.
But you can call me Melanie.
My name's Melanie.
By night, I'm Melanie.
I dare you to fucking say something about it.
God damn
it. Doesn't look like Melanie.
Do I look like a Melanie to you?
Maybe.
All right.
A little.
Snap, snap, snap.
Meanwhile, Callista. We've got a friend for you, too.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Bring it.
I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Teacher, do I have a minute? I have to use the restroom.
Just go.
Beyonce, you're not till the backside of the train. We have time.
Cleric initiative.
If you ever ask us that again off the clock, we're going to have a problem.
All right, so...
Now she's going to kill me.
There is a...
Here's Amanda.
Aurelia.
Sorry, ooh. Aurelia. Ooh, hot.
She's hot.
Everybody's hot in this world.
Like, that's very true.
Everybody's hot in every campaign, I feel like.
I mean, why else would we be playing?
Remember Dirty Merida?
Bro. Stop it.
God Dirty damn Merida. It.
That was so good.
Holy shit.
All right. Callista, this woman... is going to step closer from like this direction. So she's coming like here. And she's going to tap you on the shoulder. And when you glance that way, she's
I glance that way.
You don't have to. But if anybody else is watching, which they are.
She is a very beautiful looking, like looks like a sorceress from the robes that she has on, with piercing blue eyes. And she's draped in these like flowing black robes, but they're adorned with intricate patterns that seem to have glowing runes on them. And she has gloves on as well. And I need you to make a will save as she speaks in your ear. Her voice has an entrancing quality that lingers in your mind.
18.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
18. Okay. And she will say to you, help me put an end to this, won't you, darling? Take him.
Hot. Okay.
And you're under a dominate person, and you can feel her will like impress into your mind and cloud your thoughts. And you get the idea that they want to take him alive. They don't want him to just be killed and, like, shot down. They want to take him alive. And so that is what your order is Leith. Right now, Leith, to take him alive.
Everybody wants a piece of me.
Everybody wants to.
So, yeah, that's where you're at.
This is why you went with the fucking shadow bar fucking makeup tonight, didn't you, Liz?
I knew.
She knew.
I knew.
It's always Callista getting dominated.
Yeah. I even rolled to see,
that's
like, who is she by?
That's a thing.
Who might she dominate?
Real bad rap.
All right,
maybe
at that
it's just
moment,
a thing.
You hear up above the gargoyles detach from the stone and start flying down. And there are two of them. Large and in charge. And they are going to swoop towards Leith. It's going to take their entire movement to get down towards you, though.
Okay.
So they will end at... Let's see. They're about 40 feet above you right now.
Awesome.
Gargoyles. Jill.
It's my turn. Okay. I'm standing by Beyonce. I need help with what's around us. Because we were separated
from
them.
You guys are elsewhere
a little.
Yes, right now.
Correct. But we were also around, like, there were cultists around us.
Yes. So you guys are further down where the line of the...
Yes.
So here's the edge of the shadow stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Thank you, Gaming Paper, for these cool tiles.
Thank you, Gaming Paper, for the tiles. Check them out at gamingpaper.com and be sure to fund their Kickstarter.
Lining up weird.
No, they're not.
They're perfect. Practically perfect in every way.
I think reverse.
That's
it's perfect.
Reverse.
So you and Beyonce are together, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
I am imagining we're like back to back because I am freaking the fuck out. All
right, so we'll put
but your eyes are uncovered now, right?
What do we do?
Yes, of course. Yes. At this point, I have to defend myself.
Do.
And of course, Beyonce.
Oh,
if you guys want to
if
you want to make sense motive checks, you can try to size up the opponents in like your general area.
I would love to do that.
To see
sense motive.
Like, do any of them specifically?
I got a 25. Still shitty.
All right, the magic has worn off the purple dice.
But I could probably lean if they want to take us alive too. 25.
What did you get?
12.
Yeah, you don't know anything.
I don't know shit. A lot of 12s from you tonight.
You don't
know
shit. Alright, let me find out who else is among you guys. This person. Not this person. This person.
A lot of paper rustling over there.
Rustle.
Okay. Got, like, a dictionary of evil. To throw at us.
Dictionary of Evil sounds like a band.
I might have invented a lot of fun characters and had fun doing it. What's wrong with that?
How much fun was Lydia supposed to be?
Hey, she's still there.
I was gonna say, she hasn't been erased.
She's not dead yet.
No. Oh, yeah, I thought that was Callista standing behind me.
I really enjoyed making Lydia.
I'm here. Alright, so one of the figures who is near you guys, who stands out to you, is a dwarf. Who is a hulking cultist covered in like ritualistic tattoos.
Oh my god.
And his body is like pulsating with the dark energy that crackles. And he carries a massive obsidian staff that drips with this black viscous substance.
Can't be good. I have a question
totally
about
Grimdark.
You need to see, yeah.
How tall is he?
Urologist.
He's very short. He's a dwarf.
I know, that's why I'm asking.
So he's like 4'12".
He's overcompensating. That's awesome. Okay, that's all I needed.
Yeah,
you need
but
to see a urologist about that, my friend.
His eyes burn with like an unsettling, intense fervor. And he's also wearing robes that are adorned with intricate runes.
I don't like him.
So he strikes you as bad news.
Yeah,
as opposed to all of the other people.
That guy's right
here.
Okay.
And then the other one Is this one right here?
Oh, I don't.
I don't like this
Your
one even more.
Your attention is drawn to a gaunt, enigmatic figure whose eerie presence, just from how still he is among the crowd, just standing there like head bent, his face completely concealed by this tattered hooded cloak. There are weathered chains that hang around his neck that seem to like bind his arms together. And they go all the way down his body, which is an unsettling visual element. And his arms and hands, where you can see them beneath the grime that cakes them, are completely pale. And so there's just an air of foreboding that radiates around this guy.
Is that a beard coming out of his hood in like a dreadlock, or is it like
you don't know
Davy Jones?
It might be Davy Jones.
Crew, part of the ship. Part
it's
of
Cthulhu.
Part of
he's
the
actually
see
Cthulhu.
His face, so he could be Cthulhu.
It's a great old one.
And that one is over here.
Okay. All right.
Now I just have the song from TikTok.
As a free action, I would lean to Beyonce over my shoulder, and I would say, "Do you have any ideas?"
Can I talk?
You
back?
Can talk. Yeah.
Very quickly. This is
Talking
less than
is
6 seconds.
Talking is a free action.
Got a couple of things, but we got to play our cards right here.
For a second, I was gonna say, Jill throws an axe! I'm gonna play my cards right. I guess what I am gonna do, I am going to, can I like hold my action? I hate to move around the
you
little
can.
Thing. I wanna hold my action until Beyonce does something, until he kinda like triggers the until it's go time. And
oh,
then
it's go
I wanna,
time.
And then I wanna have to attack, do my attacks then.
Okay.
Can
Sounds
I do that?
Good to me.
Super.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Nice
okay.
line.
Okay.
Standing in.
That's
great.
Beyonce. Oh, great.
Beyonce.
There's more of that way. I just only
many,
have so many minis of people.
No, but they're not
I
on
like
the board. They're
lines.
Not there.
It's
they're
the board,
very
they're
convenient
there.
For certain things.
Your friends are in there, too.
Not in the line.
Wherever Seer DeRay is, he's telling Katya to stay put. Does she answer and do so?
She does so.
Okay.
Especially if it... Well, she wouldn't be able to tell, but if she senses his scent moving toward the mass of cultists,
it is.
She'd be like...
Yeah, it's not heading directly at any of them, though. He's going somewhere else. Beyonce!
Oh, shit. Okay. Well, Beyonce is going to look around and see that things are popping off. So
things are popping off.
Well... I had kind of hoped to save this, but he's going to look around at all the cultists around him and say, "You're all fools for trusting
oh,
in the Lady of Loss."
Oh, it's fine, because it's a
That's really awesome. I'm very proud of you.
Oh, we're buddies now. I
can move it around.
Great.
It's amazing.
I'm at the bottom
What a great
now.
Invention of...
Oh.
You're not on the bottom.
You put me on the bottom.
I'm sorry. You're supposed to be on the
top. Oh, it's because we've got... Backs
it doesn't
and fronts.
Matter because it's gonna go in a loop.
It goes in a loop.
Just add
you
like a little
are
run
on the
next
top,
to your
in
name.
Your heart.
You're fine. All right, so you call them fools.
Yep, I call them fools, and then it's gonna look familiar to at least you that he's gonna clap his hands together with the coalescing purple energy, but then before he pulls his hands out, he's gonna be like. He's going to have this moment of focus and realize that it's not enough. And he's going to put his arms like this.
Oh.
And suddenly, he's going to start floating into almost a fetal position. And
Mewtwo.
I feel the pressure please, on my back like go away.
Yep.
And then radiant energy is just going to start like circling around him, and he's going to like a cocoon that you can barely see him through, and then all of a sudden his eyes are gonna open and they're gonna burn with purple and gold fire.
Yeah.
And then his mouth is going to open and you somehow hear it like singing. And he'll say, "Volare justiciarai," and you'll understand in your soul that it means flight of the Justicar.
Fuck yes, dude. Guitars go off in the background.
and then he's just going to take his arms and go and break the cocoon, float up like this, and his hands will go in kind of the palms open, and then a pair of wings will go down that way. He'll raise. A pair of wings will go this way, and then highest, and the most gigantic archangel wings will sprout out from his upper back, and they're covered in purple and steel barding. And then suddenly you see the violet radiant energy, like spirals, just go like it's armor, and then you'll see it start going on you.
For a second, Jill was thinking, this is all great, but I'm down here still. And then she sees that happen. She's like, oh, fuck yes. And she like looks up at you and it's very admiring.
And then he'll land on the ground, like kind of kneeling, and he'll look up and you'll see like flecks of purple in a 20-foot radius. And you just feel like it's pushing out the evil.
Wow! Wow!
And then he'll just draw Justicar and speak to his soul. I told you you were fools.
Over his shoulder, Leith is just gonna say to this caster that appeared behind him, "He's on our side."
Yes. And I'm muttering under my breath, "Am I the only one who thinks that it is ironic that Beyonce's color is also purple?"
Oh, yeah. Disney villain purple right there. Does this trigger my attacks?
Yes, Leaf's magic is also green and purple.
Great. Here I go.
Only purple here.
So now I have a 20-foot radius that I gives buffs to her and a... it acts as a magic circle of evil and a globe of invulnerability.
Hell yeah.
Holy shit, man. Well done. Well done.
So like evil can't enter it or?
Evil, I think it's like a save for them to enter.
Yeah, it's difficult. Not impossible, but difficult.
So if I draw my bow, can I take two attacks or can I just
take? Yeah, you can do it as part of your...
Okay.
Oh, wait. You can do it as part of a move. So.
Okay, so I have...
You can do one attack.
Okay, so I can do one attack. So I will draw my bow and I will do one attack on Mr.
Unless you have quick draw.
I don't. So, right. Here I go. That is a 17.
All right. And who are you targeting?
Mr. Dwarfman.
The Dwarfman.
All right. He looks like maybe corporeal compared to this fucker. I don't know if this is even gonna hit anything.
What did you get?
17.
That hits.
Nice. No shit! Oh my god.
Hit.
Is he flat-footed perchance?
Here. He didn't go yet.
Oh, okay. Alright, bitches. Well, guess what?
Alright, bitches.
Plus 8d6 for sneak attack. I need some d6s. Help me.
Yay!
Yay, I'm doing it. And by the way, because I have deadly sneak now, every 1 and 2 automatically becomes a 3.
Oh,
that
yes!
is
great.
I love that.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, need one more. Here I go. Alright. Oh,
holy
God.
Crap!
That's a 3. Alright, Jesus.
You okay. Didn't roll anyone's
no,
twos.
No, I didn't. Alright, here we go. 11, 16, 21, 25, 30, 33.
Plus whatever your
plus
normal.
The normal. One more.
Oh, shit!
What did I say?
33.
I said 33 plus this is 39 plus one is an even 40. 40 points of damage.
Shit!
Jill is very confident right now because of Beyonce's friendship. And she just draws back and just Legolas.
Oh my god.
His robes are like open and you hit him right in the freaking chest, like dead center.
Yeah.
Like where he has nothing protecting him at all,
yeah.
Except for mage armor. And that's it.
eye, and it goes right through it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And you would see this guy stagger back. He has to catch himself with his staff as he's, like, grabbing where the arrow is.
Yeah. As he looks back, Joel just goes, and that's it. That's my move.
Holy
I'm done.
Crap.
I love sneak attacks so much.
That
which
was
ones are yours?
Right. This one.
It is time for chain gang over there.
Which ones match yours?
That one is that's it.
Wait.
The rest of these are brats.
Oh!
I have a purple, a green, a clockwork, and a gray.
Yep, those look like mine. Okay. Thanks, guys. Probably won't need those again. But boy, was it great while it lasted.
It was amazing.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Very proud of yourself.
Freaking awesome.
Guys, I came into this totally expecting to be useless.
No, that was.
I'm not.
That was fantastic.
Thank you.
That was a good one, too. Well done.
Only took 15 levels.
Look at us, Dungeon.
Hey, be nice. Be nice.
I might start following Tyr again with all this confidence.
Wow.
I'm feeling some type of way.
Reminded me why we were together in the first place. The maimed guy. I could go with an eye, without an eye.
All right. When you do that, Jill, creepy guy with the chains, his hands come up like this, and the chains glow. And suddenly, like you're holding your bow up like this, suddenly you see like a shadowy shackle around your wrist, like starting to go towards the other one, and there's like a shadowy chain that's trying to connect them. It doesn't feel like anything on you right now.
But I can see it.
But I do need you to make a will save for me.
Okay.
What does that Globe of Invulnerability do?
Oh yeah, you have Globe of Invulnerability on. I don't think that actually affects this.
Okay.
It's
this
a
is
third
not
or
a
third
spell
or lower.
No, it is not a spell, so it will not be affected.
Okay.
She also has a +4 resistance bonus against saving throws against attacks made or effects created by evil creatures.
Oh.
He seems pretty dang evil.
All right, put your will save.
Okay, sorry, I haven't made it yet. I was waiting to hear what that said.
So
will save is 25.
Well, that is enough.
At his 4? Oh.
What?
Did you ask
you get +4.
That's enough
no,
already.
29.
That's plenty. So you can, like, what do you want to do?
Like,
to,
if I see that, I immediately, like, pull my hands apart and, like...
pull back and, like, you feel this force of magic fighting you, but you break it and you immediately see that dissipate.
And I look and I'm like, Because I was kind of, like, feeling overly confident, I think, with this, like, purplish dome, and I'm like, ha-ha, motherfuckers! Uh-oh. And, like,
that's...
Yowzers! Yowzers! Like Zoink Scoob!
Zoinks.
We're in a real spot now.
Alright, at that point, you guys are gonna get rushed by some crowds.
Crowds.
Of course.
Crowds of zealots. Let's see.
Detonate gun. Oop. Side note.
I got 12 more of them.
Cigarette. This is badass. This is metal as hell.
Oh, my heart is beating.
This is from the Descent into Avernus.
Hey, how about it? Descent to Avernus on Sirenscape. Check it out.
Where you can hear Karen Schultz's voice, Zeriel.
Zeriel? Down the cover and everything.
Amazing. Okay, so three of them are converging in on you, Jill.
Okay, three people. Just people?
Three cultists, yep.
Okay.
So. All of these people are wielding. Why don't I have their weapon on here? It's like sickles.
Okay.
14.
Does not hit.
Wait. They've entered the globe?
Oh, yeah, because they're entering the globe. Right?
And they're evil,
you
right?
Have a magic circle,
magic
against,
circle
evil.
Against evil.
This is friggin' clutch, dude.
This was big.
I've been sitting on this for a year. I had it prepared last year.
Good.
He has a board with
there
red
was a plan.
Strings upstairs.
Evil creature cannot enter the area unless they make the will save. So what is the DC?
What's your DC?
What would that be for? Let me look at what it is for Greater Angelic Aspect. Which, that's the spell, by the way. Okay. Greater Angelic Aspect.
That wouldn't have worked.
Magic symbol gets evil and...
What level is the spell?
Magic circle against evil itself is a third.
But it would be of the spell at the level you are casting.
Okay,
so, that
so
would
it would be my
eighth
level then.
Yes.
So that's a DC 22.
Okay. First guy can't get in. Second guy can't get in. Third guy can't get in.
Wow.
They're held off 10
They're
feet.
They're just bouncing off this circle.
Yeah.
It should be
like
it should be 20 feet away from me.
Jill sees them.
It's 20 feet for the aura.
But it is still a magic circle.
It's an aura that behaves like a magic circle.
Okay, well, but they're already in it. What happens
yeah,
if
what
they're
already
in it? Cast it?
They die. They just die.
They just fucking die.
Just fucking die. Why won't you die? Just Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom that just melt.
Is that Temple of Doom or is that Raiders?
Raiders. You're right.
I didn't know the Temple of Doom is set a year before Raiders. As a nerd, I am very upset that I did not know that. Look it up. Temple of Doom, like in the chronology, is set 1 year before Raiders. Because they couldn't get Karen Allen to come back as Marion, so they put a new girl in and pretended like it was all happened before. Fun fact of the day with Carrie. I looked it up. It's true.
I still haven't seen the new one.
Protection from evil. I want to. It's not saying like what happens when they're already.
They are not forced out of the circle. It says.
Okay.
So they can't touch you still. They're still where they're at. They can't get any closer, and they can't touch you.
Okay.
Cool.
So all three of them you can see coming at you, and that's just
weirdly.
I imagine like Jill does, like turn around, like they're gonna like get her, and then they just like stop.
I imagine
another one is rushing in at you, Leaf, and like just barely gets to you. So that's gonna be his full turn.
For the ones
but
that are running at me,
you with this other person.
For the ones that are running at me, I imagine I just turn my face. And it's just a almost like a radiant breath.
Awesome.
Hi.
Digging the fucking soundtrack.
Yeah.
What?
Make perception checks, please.
All of us?
Everyone?
Everybody can.
God damn, hell yeah. 46.
10.
23.
I only got a 35.
Only!
I never beat you.
Jill beat me.
This is the blind side of the table.
Oh, Kati.
Beyonce is blinded by his own greatness.
Anybody who gets a 15 or above can see this.
Oh.
Up on the steps where Ballenbox is, there was another figure who had come out behind him. And that figure is a very pale, gaunt-looking elven woman. Very severe features. And she is also wearing some kind of armor. It's like a studded leather armor in black. And she would cast a spell on herself, and she vanishes. So clearly invisibility is okay.
Cool, man. Okay. Let's... probably not gonna affect this
at all.
Fine.
It's time for Grundar!
Okay. I keep thinking you're gonna say
it's
Grundle.
A Grundle!
Grundle!
Don't you dare call him Grundle!
Well, okay. Grundle.
Alright, Grundar.
Grundle the dwarf.
Look at you with this burning hatred in his eyes, and then look up at you in your magic circle, which he clearly like marks them not being able to get in.
He's smarter than the others.
Yep. And he's going to pull a dagger like off from his belt, and he's going to
no.
And blood comes out
And he holds up a hand and he says something in Dwarvish. Anybody speak Dwarvish?
I do. No. Shit. Do gnome. Fuck.
I do not.
Okay. Well,
what's wrong with speaking gnome?
Something dwarvy.
It was so I could communicate better with you.
Wait, I should check with the
that's why I used to be a guileful polyglot, but not anymore.
Gati doesn't understand it either.
Okay. Well, he's casting a spell. You guys want to try to identify a
Gigian?
I don't. No,
I might as well try.
Yes, you may.
Spellcraft check.
I don't think I will be able to.
24.
12. Lap 12.
What's your caster level?
16.
My caster level?
Yes.
Like 15.
Okay. Okay. Did anybody get a 18 or higher for 24. He's trying to dispel magic on his angelic aspect, basically. So he's trying to tear it down. So that blood, like, comes out in a mist. And that mist, like, hurtles towards you. But as it hits this golden aura, it just, like, gets burnt up. And you would see him, like, it's not as strong.
I looked over at Beatz, very impressed.
He just narrows his eyes at him.
Oh. All right.
Jill finds herself almost wanting this fucker to get through, just to see what Beyonce does.
And at that point, the other cultists who are among you guys, you would notice that they just start, like, creating a ring, like, around you all to try to keep you contained
maybe they're just, like, watching.
In this area. But they also, like, fill in this space to try to keep you guys separated from each other. Okay? And that is the end of our first round.
Okay, let's go. Guys, I feel good about this.
And the end of this session.
I was going to say, we've been going for a pretty long time.
That's a wrap. So we will be back next time for part two of this epic battle.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Carrie again at Dice Tales Live, and we want to thank you so, so much for tuning in for that awesome, awesome episode. One last quick shout out to all of our sponsors and friends of the show, Gaming Paper, Character Case, and of course, our buddies over at Sirenscape. Thank you so much for your contributions to this wonderful little project that we have been working on. We are so, so appreciative, and we think you are simply the bee's knees. And of course, to you, the loyal listener, thank you for tuning in week after week after week to this awesome adventure. We sure hope that you enjoy listening to it half as much as we enjoy making it, because that is quite a bit. We hope to hear you back, of course, for our next wonderful episode, episode number 124, Volumvax Part 2. Thank you all so much for listening.